Welcome into Father Manette Gymnasium, Notre Dame High School, Burlington, Iowa. It is tournament time, and it's an old Deerwood Conference matchup. Winfield Mount Union in town after a 42-41 first-round victory over Highland, taking on the Nikes. The Nikes ranked most recently 11th in Class 1A. Come in with a record of 17-4. That needs updated. I made a wrong note on my score sheet that I gave Coach O'Brien. So 17-4, I believe, and ranked again 11th. So you got the Nikes that rolled in the first round over Waco, 52-23, and Winfield that has a long history of success. Coach Mitch Wach's been here for a long, long time with a lot of success up there in Winfield, and should be a good game. Teams haven't met before. They don't know each other. You know, Winfield comes in with a 12-10 record and not a lot of common opponents. And anytime you got to play anybody for the first time, especially in the postseason, it's never easy, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely true. I mean, it's going to be who can do what they like to do better. And obviously at this time of the year, defense has a tendency to prevail. Looking at stats here, Winfield Mount Union coming in, as you said, 12-10, shooting about 25.5% from the three-point line, averaging about 40 points a game. So a big discrepancy there compared to what Notre Dame has done on the year. 17-4 with 118 made threes. Not a tremendous three-point percentage, 29%, a little bit higher than Winfield Mount Union. The difference being, you know, Notre Dame's averaging about 53 points a game versus the 40 that I mentioned Winfield Mount Union's averaging. So Notre Dame a little more up-tempo, a little higher scoring team, much stronger from behind the three-point line if they get to do what they want to do from behind the three-point line. And as you mentioned in our last game that we did here at Casey about a week ago, Notre Dame struggled a little bit lately from behind the three-point arc and not been shooting it quite as well as they were earlier in the winter.
Yeah, they definitely have hit a late-season slump, and, you know, you just got to keep shooting through it. I talked to a couple of the girls, ran into them over the weekend, and, you know, you're reminded quickly that they're 15-, 16-, 17-year-old girls, and they're like, yeah, we'll just keep shooting. They'll go in eventually, so that's the right mindset to have, you know, especially this time of year. You can't get tight, you can't get nervous, you just got to play through some of the postseason emotion. And hopefully knock a few down, build some confidence, and get a few of those outside shots to go. Because I would assume Coach Wachs has seen film. I assume he would know what Notre Dame has been doing and maybe he's been struggling with. And I would guess he'd come back with a packed-in zone. Trying to control Gabby Deary inside, that's what the last few teams have done. And Notre Dame hasn't had as much success from the outside. So we'll see. We'll see what Winfield comes out with. But
Katie Stevens was the hot hand last week, and Riley Todd is due to come out of that three-point slump because she is one of those that has no conscience. I missed it, but I forgot about that, so
she's capable of shooting it. Yeah, yeah. Todd comes in; she's attempted 143 threes, shooting 25.9%. And I know earlier in the year she was up in the 40-41% after the first dozen games or so. So she's, you know, definitely cooled off, but be a great night to heat back up. And, you know, if Notre Dame can get the outside shot going, I think they're going to be very difficult to beat tonight with the size they have inside with Deary, the athleticism with Stevens, and then if they can get a couple of the girls shooting, if it's Ackerman, if it's Engberg off the bench. And, of course, a very good three-point shooter also is Maddie Stutzman. She is shooting 39% from the three-point line, so they'll look to her off the bench, or she does start occasionally as well to knock down some of those outside jumpers too. But, you know, as I mentioned, an old Deerwood Conference matchup. I don't know if they have any of the old Deerwood Conference flags up here or not. Back in my day, way, way, way back, it was, you know, Winfield, Waco, which, interesting, those are the first two teams that the Notre Dame girls had to play. Danville, New London. Who else is in the old Deerwood Conference? That's about it. There's only about six or eight teams. But, you know, so some history here. Of course, Winfield, you start to hear the last name Krieger. And we've heard a lot about that with George Kittle in all his NFL fame and in the Super Bowl. His mother was a Winfield grad. And Jess Settle's mother, Winfield grad. Henry Krieger Coble's mother, Winfield grad. the Lappy kids, Bert Lappy, that played at UNI, and Linda Lappy, that coached at Colorado. She's now out in California. Their mother, either a cousin or a Krieger herself. So a long line of basketball
lineage out of
Winfield. A
lot of history on the athletic side coming out of Winfield.
So, anyway, the Winfield Mount Union Wolves come in at 12-10. Burlington Notre Dame, I've done the math. I got everything correct. And now 18-4, ranked number 11th in 1A as we head into the second round of district play. More pregame from Notre Dame after this on 99.3 FM and 1490 KBUR.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones Financial Advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Reinschmidt's Flooring America. Reinschmidt's Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Reinschmidt's Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Case by. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit?
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. It is girls' high school tournament basketball. Casey Fleming and Hall of Fame coach Joe O'Brien courtside here at Notre Dame, and it's round two. The Nikes advance past Waco 52-23 in round one and up their record to 18-4 in the season. Well, Winfield comes in 12-10. They just snuck by Highland in the first round by a score of 42-41. I'm looking at this Winfield roster. I'm seeing names like Malone, Buffington, couple Buffingtons, Wilkerson, takes me back to, again, growing up at Notre Dame and playing against Winfield. These are probably kids of folks I played against back in the day. Matter of fact, we played against Winfield Mount Union at the Unidome in football my senior year. Not in the playoffs. We weren't that good. It was one of those fundraising things. But great memory playing up there in the Dome and getting all scraped up on that turf and everything like that. But we're not here to tell football stories tonight. We're here to watch a basketball game and paint that picture for you at home. If you do have friends or family abroad or can't get 99.3 FM or 1490 in on the radio, KBUR.com will have the live stream as well. So friends, family afar, put it on Facebook, send your text out, whatever. KBUR.com for the stream. So Notre Dame, we've talked about them. We know about Katie Stevens, Riley Todd, Deary in the middle, Ackerman, Ward, Stutzman. And, you know, Winfield is a team that neither one of us has seen this year. But, man, talk about balance. Their leading scorer averages 6.6, and then it goes right down to about 5 points if you go about seven or eight deep. So they don't score a bunch of points. They only average 40 points a game. I'd imagine they play pretty stingy defense, take their time on offense, but...
Well, they've got some size, too, though. They got a 5'11 freshman starting and a 5'10 sophomore starting. So young, but, some size to compete with Gabby Deary in the middle. So some decent matchup size-wise. We'll see what the style of play does for matchups. I would assume that we'll see a lot of zone out of Notre Dame's girls. And that's been very common lately with the games that we've been doing here on the air.
You can hear in the background they got starters being announced as the fans still rolling in. Got a pretty good contingency from Winfield Mount Union that's made the trip down. I have to keep my eyes peeled for my buddy Dave Edwards. Dave, a former principal at Notre Dame, is the head administrator up there in Winfield now. So hopefully welcome back to ND for our buddy Dave Edwards. I see local dignitary Clay Edwards, former Winfield Mount Union and Iowa State basketball star, in the gym down at the east side of the stands that we're standing in, getting ready for the anthem. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the tip-off after this on KBUR.
Case Buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case Buying, your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case Buying at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Frank Schmitz Flooring America. Frank Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Frank Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Tournament high school basketball in Burlington. Notre Dame High School, Casey Fleming and Joe O'Brien courtside getting ready to tip it off. And probably different sets of nerves right now for both of these teams. Notre Dame obviously favored, coming in ranked. You know, played, they're not their best basketball the last couple weeks maybe. And that's not a criticism. That's just kind of the way the season's gone. Had some injuries, some illness. Winfield comes in. Nothing to lose. They're probably ready to get going. They got a chance to upset a ranked team here in their home gym, and I'm sure they will be ready to go.
Well, we're going to have 32 minutes to determine that and see who moves on to Friday night.
And the tip is in the air, controlled by Winfield for a moment, but Katie Stevens comes up with it. Gets it down to Ward. He gets a shot up quick. No good. Rebound. Winfield. So the Wolves start Wilkerson, Nelson, Townsley, Malone, and Buffington. It's Jamie Wilkerson running the point, getting it up over the timeline, and now a jump ball. We've seen more jump balls during girls' high school basketball this year.
In this gym alone, I mean, we're talking several dozen.
Yeah, there's been plenty. So Winfield's ball, and they get a nice little inbound pass to Farrah Nelson, her first bucket of the game, and Winfield strikes first.
And there's Winfield Mount Union appears to be man-to-man.
They are in a man. A little bit of a surprise, not what we thought.
Not what Notre Dame's been looking at for the last several games that I've been able to watch. And
Hope Ward, three-pointer for the senior.
Well, she's taken the first two shots, and she's hit that first three, which is always key. You know, hit that first long-range jumper and get that up. There's a steal.
Stevens drives hard. Doesn't get the basket to go, but there'll be two free throws coming. I don't know if the gal from Winfield didn't see Katie or mistook her for wearing a red uniform, but she threw it right to her.
You know, two possessions into the game, and both possessions, after a made and a miss, Notre Dame's been able to get into that three-quarter court press that they like to show. And on possession number one, they forced a jump ball. On possession number two, they got a steal. So maybe something that Winfield Mount Union is not accustomed to playing against.
So both free throws by Stevens are good. She led all scorers last week with 24, I believe, in that last ball game that we did against West Burlington. And now Winfield gets it up over the timeline. It took a little effort, though, out front. It's Nelson who made that first bucket from 15 feet. Notre Dame sitting back in his zone. Get it inside to Nelson. Baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound. Guess what? I'll give you one guess.
But
what happened?
Notre Dame ball.
It is a jump ball favoring the Nikes.
I'm going to keep a tally down here at the bottom of my little score sheet of jump balls, just out of curiosity.
So here's Ackerman. Stevens at the elbow. Drives hard to the right. Easy layup for the sophomore. 7-2. Notre Dame's jumped out to a quick lead after Winfield scored first. Here's Wilkerson up over the timeline. Dribbles through the pressure. Geary almost steals it away. Now they get it down to Malone. Nice move inside by Malone. No good. Gets her own rebound. Looking to put it back up. Might have traveled, but no, they're going to call the Nikes on a foul. Gabby Deary's first personal first team foul on the Nikes. Joby Malone to the line, a 5'10 sophomore. She comes in at 43.5% from the line. Missed the first. Here comes the second. Got it. So Joby Malone in the scorer's book with the point, 7-3. Notre Dame in the lead.
Well, high post flash to you know who.
Stevens got it to go off the glass. She's fouled. She'll try for the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
She's picking up right where she left off last week and just attacking the basket.
Fouls on Townsley. That's her first. Check that. That's her second. She's got both fouls. Free throws good by Stevens. And she's got 7 of the Nikes' first 10. Notre Dame's got this man figured out for now. We'll see if Winfield stays in that or not. Wilkerson gets it inside to Nelson. Her shot strong. Off the back of the iron. Rebound Deary. Hope Ward looking to run. Gets it to the elbow and traveled. But she traveled. She kicked it over to Todd, who made a three-pointer.
Made it. So
even though it doesn't count, a little confidence.
In her mind, it counted.
You bet. You
I've
bet.
Got it.
So it's substitution for
the Notre Dame press has kept Winfield Mountain Union from running any offense. They've been keeping them on. There's another turnover. They've been keeping them in a little bit of a scramble mode, and that's exactly what happened here on this possession.
So turnover by Winfield. Now they're going to sit back in a zone.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to play a little 2-3, and it's going to sag below the three-point line.
And the substitution for Winfield was Keely Malone, a 5'10 freshman, as Ackerman misses a three-pointer wide right out of bounds off the Nikes. It'll be Winfield's ball. 10-3, Notre Dame leads, 5:11 to go in the first quarter. I tell you, Wilkerson's doing a nice job dribbling up through that press.
Yeah, she split the gap several times. And
she went all the way to the basket and missed the layup. Winfield got the rebound and Notre Dame fouled, but nobody's helping her. She's getting the dribble through, but they're not, like you said, they're not generating much offense out of it yet. So fouls on Deary. That's her second, team second, as Wilkerson shoots two, misses the first. She comes in shooting 43% as Reagan Engberg and Abby Korshkin check in for the Nikes. Second free throw, no good. Got a lane violation. I don't know all three of the officials. I know Josh Rigger.
Went to school with his dad at Monmouth College.
Oh, yeah.
His dad was
Jay.
A wrestler at Monmouth.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Korshkin, drives hard to the basket, no good. Bouncing around in there like a South Dakota street dance. I think I heard Tim Miles say that during the Iowa game on Sunday. I didn't know what the heck he's talking about. But fouling Katie Stevens on the other end. But I assume South Dakota street dances must involve some contact of some nature.
You got me. I've been in that state one time, and that was, or guess what, a basketball game.
Basketball, here you go. So Stevens' first foul, and here's a nice move inside by Farrah Nelson, their leading scorer. And she's fouled, but they're going to say she was fouled on the ground by Hope Ward. That's her first, fourth team foul. So out of bounds from under their own basket is Winfield. This time it's stolen away. Engberg's got it and was fouled before she could sprint down to the other end. Fouls on 14, Keaton Townsend, that just checked in. Her first team, second. Your score, Notre Dame 10, Winfield 3, 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Todd up over the timeline to Ward, looking to get it to the post. Instead of cross court to Todd, she lets fly, just wide right, no good. Rebound. Keaton Townsley, a 5'5 freshman. So a lot of youth here for the Wolves. There are three freshmen in right now. There's Nelson, nice baseline drive, but shut down by Hope Ward. Townsley over to Wilkerson, cross court. To Malone, three-pointer in the air, oh, in and out. The thing did everything but go in. On the other end, Stevens off to the races. Pretty sizable collision.
A lot of collision.
No call, no basket. And Wilkerson dashes the other way and gets Winfield back in their offense. They're letting him play.
That was a 50-50 call, too, so I think Christian decided, oh, let's let him play through it.
Basket by Farrah Nelson. She's got four. 10-5 is your score. Notre Dame in the lead. 3:12 to go in the first quarter. Korshkin, elbow, loses it on the bounce. Stolen back away by Riley Todd. Three-pointer, Hope Ward, short. Rebound to Keeley Malone. Got two Malones in there, Keeley and Joby. Now stolen away by Riley Todd. Layup's good. And Coach Myers wants a 30-second timeout as Maddie Stutzman gets ready to check in. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Notre Dame leading 12-5 here in the early going.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School Tournament Basketball. Casey Fleming and Coach Joe O'Brien. Nike's off to an early 12-5 lead. And here's Deary. Steal, left-handed layup off glass and good. Yeah, the Notre Dame defense thus far has been the difference, in my opinion.
Well, the press especially. The, you know, the 1-2-2 three-quarter court press has just kept Winfield from getting in any rhythm and taking them out of their comfort zone. And, you know, that foul there is going to happen. If you're going to press three-quarter court or full court,
yeah,
you're going to foul occasionally, and you're going to give up a layup occasionally. That's the risk you take, but it's usually worth the, if you're a good pressing team, it's absolutely worth getting your team into that mindset. There's another turnover.
Steal by Ackerman.
Starting to close the gaps a little bit better. That's been a problem here in the first 6 minutes, but Notre Dame's closing those gaps and getting some turnovers.
Ackerman drives, kicks out to Engberg. Three in the air. Long, but a rebound by Stutzman. Back out front to Ackerman, but Ackerman zigged and Stutzman zagged, and it's a backcourt violation on the Nikes as Riley Todd checks back in. Coming in for Winfield, Brady Buffington, a 5'11 freshman. And Melina Epping, 5'8 freshman. 14-5 your score. Notre Dame leading Winfield, minute 52 in the first quarter. Here's Ackerman out front, hounding Wilkerson, almost steals it away. Now another steal on the Nikes side of the ball. Todd got a hand on it, ricocheted off Winfield.
We played just a little over 6 minutes, and Winfield, Mount Union, I'll get that out eventually, has 8 turnovers already. So obviously Notre Dame's zone as well as press are causing some problems.
Here's Deary on the high post, cross court to Engberg, out of bounds. And the last couple Notre Dame turnovers have just been accidents. They just threw it away. So Winfield back, trying to get it up over the timeline. And they do. Three-pointer in the air by Wilkerson. No good. Rebound to the Nikes and a foul on Todd, I think. Nope, Hope Ward, that's her second. Team 6, one away from the bonus. Notre Dame leads 14-5, minute 18 to go in the first quarter. Notre Dame and a man?
Oh, that was close to over and back on that long inbounds pass to the midcourt area.
That was close to a travel. Josh Reger's going to call. Too many steps on the ball fake. Now Katie Stevens coming back in for the Nikes. So the ninth Winfield turnover thus far.
That's 9 possessions you don't get to shoot the basketball, and you've only scored 5 points in 7 minutes. So some problems for the coaching staff to address here between quarters.
Deary in the paint, kicks it back outside to Ackerman. Ball fake, 16-footer in the air. Looked good, but it was just a little bit left. Rebound to Jamie Wilkerson. Long outlet pass down to Epping, stolen away by Ackerman. Here come the Nikes. And Ackerman will back it off and get set back into the offense.
I think Coach Myers is calling for one shot here at the end of the quarter.
34 seconds left with no shot clock. Why not? Nikes lead 14-5, looking to add to that lead. Winfield scored the first bucket of the game. Since then, Notre Dame's outscored them 14-3. Backdoor cut, Deary, 2 points, Nikes. Nice pass.
Yeah, it's nice to have a 6-footer in there and making a basket cut. Good target.
Now, block shot by Stevens. Long outlet, Todd. 3, 2, 1. Oh, just missed it on the front of the iron. Did Todd, your score after one quarter of play. Notre Dame 16, Winfield Mount Union 5. Back after this break on 99.3 FM and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. Casey Fleming and Hall of Fame Coach Joe O'Brien, courtside, where the Nikes lead in round 2 of district play over Winfield Mount Union 16-5. And it's been the Notre Dame defense thus far, Coach. It has the Nikes out front.
10 turnovers by Winfield Mount Union and 40% shooting versus 20% shooting from Winfield Mount Union.
Blocked shot by Todd, but then the outlet pass was stolen away. Now a runout by Winfield. Layups missed by Townsley, but a foul on the Nikes. And Winfield will go to the line. That one's on Ward. That's her third, team seventh. And let's see, is that number 12 that maybe just checked in? Allie
Cockerham.
Cockerham, yeah, I think it's 12. So let's see, where's she at on the list? 50% free throw shooter. First one, no good. Rebound comes down to Reagan Engberg. Right-handed dribble up over the timeline. Cross-court pass to Todd. Winfield really extending that defense. Todd thinks about a long three. Passes it off to Ackerman. Engberg on the far side. Todd's calling for it. Instead, they find a wide-open Stevens underneath. Bucket no good. Rebound Deary. And the foul. So 52.
Foul number four on Winfield Mount Union. So that'll be a baseline out-of-bounds play for the Notre Dame girls.
Foul was on Epping, the 5'8 freshman. Notre Dame 16-5 here early in the second quarter in this tournament game. Winner plays Friday right here at Notre Dame. And I think it's they'll play either Holy Trinity or Lone Tree. As Ackerman tried to get it inside to Stevens, but stolen away by Cockerham. There's a travel. So another Winfield turnover after a Notre Dame turnover. A little sloppy exchange there.
Yeah, we've had a total of about 18 turnovers in just a little over one quarter. Both teams are starting to be a little careless with the basketball. And most of the turnovers have been just passes that were just not a good decision. Attempted passes, I should say.
Deary, strong move to the basket. Okay, she can go to her left, which is amazing for a 14- or 15-year-old freshman for her to be able to go to her left and right that well. Very impressive. Another travel on the Wolves. 18-5 your score, 6:21 to go before halftime. Substitutions, Maddie Stutzman back in for Ackerman in the Nikes lineup. And 24 is Townsley back in for Winfield. Three-pointer by Todd, no good. Rebound to Townsley. And she dribbles right around that press, all the way baseline, and loses it out of bounds. Didn't lose it out of bounds, but lost it to the hands of Maddie Stutzman, and here comes Engberg. Crossover dribble, pass to Todd. Looking to get it into the high post to Deary. Instead, Stutzman. Three, no good. Rebound, Deary. Put back, good.
I think I'd be talking to the girls about making sure that Gabby Deary gets a touch every time down the floor before we shoot a three.
There's a basket by Brady Buffington. Breaks a little bit of about a 5-minute scoring drought for Winfield. 20-7. Notre Dame leading. Todd Engberg, three in the air. Is the bank open tonight? No, it's not. I don't know if she called that or not, but
circled the rim, but didn't go down.
Yeah, and timeout called by Winfield. Coach Walks just wants the 30. We'll keep it right here. Your score, Notre Dame 20 and Winfield 7. And, you know, you're up 20-7, you know, in control of this game at this time, but you're correct. I mean, they're chucking up a lot of threes when they're getting all the points from Deary, so, or at least a lot of good looks from Deary and Stevens inside.
Well, they're 1-for-9 from three, so that's not working right now. It doesn't mean that they won't start falling, but 1-for-9 from the three-point line combined with 7 turnovers, and we're early in the game. You know, I think I'd be getting Gabby Deary some touches because she's very unselfish. She'll kick it back out if she doesn't have a gap or a path to the basket.
Back to action. Deary swats a shot out of bounds by Cockrum. Cockrum giving up about a foot on Deary. She's 5'1", and Gabby's just right at 6 foot.
Yeah, the turnover on the inbounds pass.
Yeah, there's
read that well.
Engberg, quick hands, dribbles it up over the timeline. Korshkina just checked in, gets it to Stutzman. Cross court to Engberg. And now Ackerman, dribble drive, strong move, off glass, and scores.
I'll tell you what, Notre Dame's girl, just attacking the left side of the basket in the paint. You'd think most kids are right-handed, they'd be scoring from the right side, but
yeah.
Tonight everything's coming on that left side.
It is. Now they're going to get Ackerman on a bump as they were trying to trap Wilkerson. So that's Ackerman's first.
Here for those of us that followed the Fighting Illini over in Champaign. They're in Happy Valley tonight. They're playing at Penn State, and they're leading 58-54 with a minute and a half left to play in that game.
Yeah, and Happy Valley's been pretty happy this year. They're ranked 11th or 12th in the country.
They're ranked ninth.
Ninth now, yeah.
And they're 20-5 going into this game, so if Illinois pulls this off, that's a good win for the Illini. They've had a little skid here lately where they've lost about four in a row.
Of course, former Southeastern Community College Blackhawk Jeff Alexander on the staff down there at Illinois. Associate head coach or just
Okay. He's on the staff. I don't know what his exact title is. You have so many people on your staff at that level of Division I now that it's everybody's got to come up with a
call them all sorts of stuff. Yeah. 4 minutes to go before half in this one. Notre Dame leading Winfield 22-7. Ackerman drive, kicks it. Stutzman. Back to Ackerman out front. Pretty good defense this set by the Wolves.
This zone's been effective that they went to after digging a little hole early.
Stevens has a shot blocked, but the Nikes regain possession. Stutzman, three. Spins out, rebound. Stevens, power dribble, and a bucket. For the sophomore, she's got 9, 3:27 before half, 24-7. Notre Dame in the lead, and another midfield turnover. Ball's not bouncing the Wolves' way tonight. And a substitution. Somebody came in. I think Todd came back in. She must have been out. So for the Nikes, it's Ackerman.
Korshkin came out.
Yeah, and I think Todd maybe came back in. So Ackerman, Stutzman, Engberg, Stevens, and Todd. Here's Todd in the corner thinking about a three. Ball fake, pass out to Engberg. Todd in the corner. They're trying to get it to Stevens at the high post, and Winfield's doing a nice job denying that. Now Todd lets a three fly in. Finally gets one to go. Riley Todd for three. So a timeout called by Winfield. Full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break. Back after this, Notre Dame leading Winfield 27-7 on KBUR.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Range Schmitz Flooring America. Range Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Range Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones financial advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
.243 left before halftime. Notre Dame in control of this second round district game, leading Winfield 27-7. And there's that Notre Dame press causing more trouble for Winfield, and another turnover.
Just trying to take the ball into an area that you really don't want to take it against that pressure. They're trying to drive the sideline. You need to get the ball in the middle of the floor so you have options and some spacing. But
yeah, Stevens got the ball with the elbow. A little 14-foot jump shot for Katie. So going to be an and one on the Winfield side of the court. Foul is on Reagan Engberg. That's her second. Team's ninth at the line is T.
Townsley.
Yeah, Kendall Townsley, 54.7% free throw shooter. Got it to go. Three-point play for the junior.
She penetrated that zone all the way from beyond the three-point line all the way to the rim, just in a straight-line drive.
And there is Katie Stevens. Got the ball at the high post. Ball faked and drove. Fouled by Joby Malone. That's her first, team's fifth. 29-10, Notre Dame in the lead of this second-round district game with Stevens at the line. First one is no good. 2:04 to go before half. Winner plays the winner of Lone Tree Holy Trinity. That game's at Lone Tree tonight. Second free throw, no good, but a rebound by Deary momentarily. Safe out of bounds off Deary. The 6-foot freshman hit the floor. And they couldn't come up with it. So we'll do some Googling around at halftime, see if we can get you a Lone Tree Holy Trinity score. At least I think I saw that those two teams won. There's Malone. Free throw line jump shot, and now they're going to get Winfield on a push on the rebound. And it is Joby Malone, her second. Team sixth, minute 50 to go before halftime. 29-10, Notre Dame leading Winfield Mount Union as Maddie Stutzman checks back in for Engberg. And returning for Winfield is 54 Brady Buffington. You know, you look at this Winfield roster, there's one thing that they don't have. That's a senior. Junior, junior, freshman, junior, 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 sophomore, junior, junior, freshman, sophomore, junior, freshman, junior, freshman, freshman. So a lot of youth for Coach Walks up there at Winfield. Getting great experience in this tournament game tonight, even though Notre Dame is handily out in front as Buffington misses a 16-footer out of bounds favoring the Nikes. So, yeah, young team, man. A lot of freshmen
have a chance to get a lot of work in this summer and probably attend some camps, maybe even play in a summer league somewhere. And, oh, my. That is
Deary. She kind of she even looked over at the coach. She's like, I'm not quite sure what happened to that shot. She kind of chucked up a right-handed hook, and it was not anywhere close. And on the other end, Brady Buffington, nice move on the post for 2 points. Now they've gone back to man-to-man, and Stutzman's shot is blocked from behind, and here comes Winfield.
I don't even know if that became a shot. I think some more.
So a and-one opportunity here. Keaton Townsley took a nice pass from Wilkerson and got the layup to go. She was fouled by Ackerman, that's Taylor's second, team's 10th, and the free throw's no good. But Townsley's bucket keeps them within striking distance. Notre Dame 29, Winfield 14, 42 seconds left before halftime, and Epping almost steals it away, but out of bounds off of Winfield, so. Checking back in for the Nikes is Abby Korshkin, part of that. They got some youth at Notre Dame as well.
Korshkin absolutely.
And Deary, just freshmen, both go 5'11", 6 foot. So
Stevens is a sophomore, I believe.
Yeah, and Engberg just a sophomore, I believe. Ackerman out front. Deary feeds Korshkin, nothing there. Deary, free throw, no good. Rebound, Ackerman comes crashing in, fouled on the ground. She'll shoot one of the bonus. Fouls on Buffington, her first, team seventh. Ackerman, a 70% free throw shooter on the season, will shoot one of the bonus.
Oh,
now in and out. Thing was halfway down, popped out.
You know, a little more backspin, a little follow through on that.
Long outlet pass by Winfield, stolen away by Deary. 10 seconds left in the half. Here's Todd. Back up front to Ackerman. Todd, from 30 in the air. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Rebound, Engberg. She gets it up, and it almost went, but didn't. Your halftime score, Notre Dame 29, Winfield 14. Back after this on KBUR.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Case buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case buying. Your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case buying at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
It's halftime at Notre Dame High School with the Nikes leading visiting Winfield Mount Union in the second round of district play here at Father Bennett Gymnasium, 29-14. I tell you, Winfield, they ended the half there with a little 7-0 run, so they're just not going to turn out the lights and go home. They're going to hang in there. They've fallen down 29-7, but scored seven straight there to end the half. So 29-14, your score at the half. And we've mentioned it throughout the broadcast, Coach. It's that Notre Dame pressure defense, the press, and combined with some poor passing has just, you know, led to a lot of Winfield turnovers and a lot of Notre Dame points.
Well, I think one of the ideas behind the pressure, the three-quarter court press and the pressure out of the 2-3 zone, is to keep people off balance and to keep them from attacking, because the one thing that I've noticed that the Notre Dame defense does give up is a lot of points in the paint. Right now, Winfield Mount Union's got 14 points on the scoreboard, and 12 of those 14 are on layups. And so Notre Dame's got to find a way as the season progresses here in the playoffs to try to keep the ball out of the paint and to try to keep the other team off those offensive boards, because they do have a tendency to give up some offensive rebounds. And then let that gets them into foul trouble, because they reach after they give up the second chance. And they put the other team in the bonus, because Winfield Mount Union has also attempted seven free throws in the first half. So just a few things, you know, that I see. I think the three-quarter court press and the extended zone defense creates havoc, and that's forced 17 turnovers by Winfield Mount Union. So I guess you can give up a dozen points in the paint if you're forcing 17 turnovers in 16 minutes.
Well, and Notre Dame not shooting the ball great from outside the arc. They've only made one or two threes. And Notre Dame's got, you know, done a good job of getting the ball into the paint at times. I think they settled for some threes when they didn't have to.
They did. They shot some threes early, and they're 2-for-11 behind the line. So, and then the shot chart here is just filled with layup opportunities. 18 points, 20 points in the paint. So, again, that's something I said there during the middle of that second quarter. I think especially when Gabby Deary is on the floor, she ought to get a touch. Whether she shoots it or not or has an opening to try to get a shot off is irrelevant. She ought to get a touch to at least shrink that zone and make them commit to guarding her before the Nikes are willing to put that three up in the air, because they have attempted some very quick threes, I think, in this first half.
You know, and Deary not only, offensively skilled to put it on the floor and go to her left or right, as we've mentioned tonight. Good passer as well.
Good passer.
A little inside out or even some interior feeds. She seems to be real comfortable giving it up as much as she does shooting it.
And I've got her for 8 points here in the first half, 8 of the 29. And she shoots the basketball from a very high percentage area. She did attempt one 15-footer from the free throw line. But that's a good shot, and you got to take it. You got to take it when the zone gives it to you.
Yeah, Deary has, what do we got, 8, did we figure?
Yeah.
She's got 8, and then I got Stevens with 2-4, channeling my inner Ralph White, for those old-timers that remember Ralph. 2-4-6-8, 11 for Stevens, a 3-pointer for Hope Ward that opened the scoring for the Nikes, And one three-pointer for Riley Todd, a bucket for Taylor Ackerman to round out the scoring. And balance, as we expected from Winfield. One basket for Keaton Townsley, 4 points for Farrah Nelson. Kendall Townsley has three. Joby Malone, one free throw, and Brady Buffington has two buckets. Excuse me, so two buckets for Winfield to round out their scoring. So a good balance from them. So we'll see what the second half brings. If Notre Dame will settle for more threes or try to pound it inside, or if this Winfield run continues. Again, they close the half out with a 7-0 run to cut into that Nike lead. Your score at the half is Notre Dame 29, Winfield Mount Union 14. The winner advances to Friday's third round district game against either Lone Tree or Holy Trinity. I'm going to do a little research on that here at the break and come back with more details on what the rest of 1A Region 4 is up to tonight. And a little bit of an upset out of the Big Ten tonight, Coach.
Yeah, the Fighting Illini go into Happy Valley and get a 62-56 road win. So that's big for all of the Illinois fans around here. And you know, I might mention, you know, we've talked a little bit about Jeff Alexander, having played here at SEC and then worked for me at Idaho State. But Brad Underwood, the head coach at Illinois, when I was coaching at SEC, was an assistant coach over here in Macomb at WIU for Jim Kerwin.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Jeff left SEC after playing here 2 years and went and played at Western for his next two, and then was a graduate assistant with Brad on that Western staff. So that's where their ties originated. And then I think Jeff worked for Brad Underwood at Daytona Beach Junior College right before I hired him to come out to Pocatello, Idaho, and work for me at Idaho State. So I've got some friends, ties on the Illinois staff. Doesn't mean I'm not pulling for the Hawkeyes, too, unless they're playing each other.
You're right, yeah. That's fun to have other teams to root for, without doubt. The Big Ten.
We got another big game later tonight. Well, matter of fact, it starts in about 23 minutes. Kentucky at LSU. That'll be a very interesting SEC matchup. As you know, I spent a lot of time in Louisiana. I spent 8 years down there after college. Started my coaching career down there and became a big LSU fan. And obviously, they had a great football season, but their basketball team's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of Louisiana, that number 13 for Iowa Western that was throwing those threes in was a Louisiana
kid.
He
was a Lafayette, Louisiana kid, where the Raging Cajuns are located. And I took some notes in that game against Iowa Western the other night. I thought there were two or three kids that could help some of my guys that are coaches now at the different levels, Division II level and Division I level.
Yeah.
And always doing a little scouting to try to help the guys out.
Yeah. So, again, Illinois, big win out at Penn State. And how about the Cyclones last night?
Oh, man. That thing was a close game early in the first half. And then the next thing I know, you know, a half hour later, I look and it's a 25-point spread. Yeah. I think it ended up 20. I think 91-71 last night was the final, Iowa State at Kansas. Of course, a lot of people get beat at Kansas. I think Baylor's the only team that's gone in there this year and won. And that brings up Kansas at Baylor, number 3. Kansas plays number 1 Baylor on ESPN Saturday morning at 11 a.m. So we got some great games coming up. It's that time of year where basketball people like myself get real excited about some of the matchups. And, you know, the conference tournaments are not very far away. And then the NCAA tournament's not very far away. NJCAA tournament's getting ready to start here.
It is.
Real soon. So
yeah.
Us basketball junkies are getting ready to get our fix, I guess.
It's that time of year. It is. Well, we'll take a quick break and be back in 2 minutes with the second half of this one. Round two of the state district tournament has Notre Dame leading Winfield 29-14. Back in, we'll do a minute and a half. Donnie Claypool back making a sound good at River Park Place here on KBUR.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Weather brought to you by Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream. Real ice cream. Nothing artificial about Grandpa's. Located at 600 South Roosevelt Avenue next to Mazio's.
Your forecast for this evening looking mostly clear. A low down to 17 degrees. Our Wednesday mostly sunny. A high reaching 30 degrees. Our Wednesday night mostly cloudy. A low near 12. Wind chill values as low as 0. Our Thursday sunny. A high around 26. Thursday night clear, a low near 13. Friday, sunny skies with a high of 39. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 45.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Brian Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
It is Class 1A Region 4, second round basketball. Notre Dame and Winfield, the Nikes leading 31-14. We're underway here already in the second half. They took the last 45 seconds off the clock. The girls ready to play, so here we are. I don't know who got that bucket.
Katie Stevens got a layup on the right side, and now Notre Dame gets a, I thought they had another steal, but.
Yeah. Hope Ward almost got her hands on it. Her and Riley Todd, I don't think she could decide who were going to dive out of bounds to get it. And there's a nice baseline drive by Kendall Townsley. No good. Malone gets the rebound. Her shot blocked by Stevens. Townsley gets it back right to the free throw line is Nelson. Jump shot. No good. Blocked by Deary. Malone and Stevens doing battle underneath. Coach Myers calling for 3 seconds. No such luck. After a long three, Malone gets the rebound. And she's fouled and will shoot two. Fouls on Deary. That's her third.
That was their fifth shot attempt on that possession before the foul was called. On the fifth shot. Wow. Got to clean up the boards.
Pretty aggressive. First free throw by Joby Malone is good. Abby Korshkin comes in for Deary with her third foul. She'll sit for most of this quarter, I'd assume.
She left the game at the 4:59 mark in the first quarter with two fouls. So her minutes have been very limited tonight. So those 8 points that she scored were in a very brief window of playing time.
Lane violation on Winfield. So the first free throw keeps it within 16. 31-15, Notre Dame leading. Round two of regional play. Foul on Winfield is Farrah Nelson, her first. First this half. I've been saying districts, just regionals. It's like, I don't know why the athletic associations can't get together and call everything the same thing. It's like sectionals, districts, regionals, super sectional. It's like, come up with something and stick to it. As Hope Ward misses a little 16-foot jumper from the wing. Out of bounds off Winfield. Notre Dame back on possession. I think the boys call it districts. Girls call it regionals.
I grew up on the other side of the river, so it was regional, sectional, super sectional. You know, just
that was for everybody. Yeah,
for everybody.
Now a travel on Ackerman. Sorry, Plano Nike fans. A little extra step there by Taylor. She's played a good game tonight, but a little turnover there. She usually has some grandparents down there in Texas listening in on KBUR.com. Is long three-pointer up by Winfield. No good. Korshkin rips the rebound down and outlet pass to Ackerman. She's going to get it up over the timeline and get the Nikes offense going. Over to Todd. Back to Ackerman. Ball fake from the top of the key. Back out front. Good looking three-pointer by Hope Ward, and it goes down. Ward's got 2 3-pointers tonight. She's not normally a three-point shooter, but they're going tonight as Nelson, Farrah Nelson gets a quick bucket on the other end for Winfield.
Yeah, Notre Dame just couldn't get back and protect the rim. They were celebrating that made three a little too long, I think.
Steal, Ward, outlet, Stevens, strong shot off the glass, no good, but a foul, and she'll shoot two. Oh, she's hurt. Fouls on 24, that's Townsley, her third, team second. I saw the Winfield coach running out on the floor, and I didn't know why. I thought, uh-oh, something's happening here. But she is shaking up. Well, she got a belly shot, or she's
holding her wrist
maybe.
Wrist,
yeah.
Hand.
Okay. Kind of bending over in pain. Let's see if the trainer's going to go out and tend to her. Hopefully she's okay. It was Keaton Townsley that was injured as Stevens goes to the line. And a nice soft touch by Katie. Free throw's good. She's got 14 to lead all scorers in the ball game tonight. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Malone. Almost stolen away by Korshkin. Long outlet. Malone to Malone. Keeley to Joby. That's Keeley out front. Top of the key. Cross court to Jameson. Or Wilkerson. There's Joby Malone. Nice dribble drive to the left side. No good. Rebound Hope Ward. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Notre Dame 37. And Winfield 17. Nice little mid-range 7-foot jump shot by Hope Ward. On the other end, she's got 8. Notre Dame up 20. Now a steal by Engberg. Outlet down to Riley Todd. She loses the handle. And Coach Myers gets a timeout
called. Saves the day with a timeout.
Before there was some rolling around happening on the ground. Probably going to call it a travel, but 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with Notre Dame leading 37-17. Oh, there's my broadcast partner, Rowan. Aren't you going to come up here and say hi? She's going to make the long trip all the way around. Our broadcast booth here at Notre Dame, if you have not been to a game while we broadcast, is in the stands. It's right here. So easy access for
we don't
friends, foes, and family.
The crow's nest anymore.
No, we retired from that. I don't know how Brant got up there in his later years.
Well, O'Brien's not going to get up there in his later years.
So after the timeout, it's Notre Dame 37, Winfield 17. All right, here comes future broadcaster Rowan Fleming. What do you got to say, Rowan?
Hi.
How about
my
go
name
Nikes?
Is Rowan Fleming and go Nikes.
Oh, there it is. Okay. You better get home, go to bed, don't you think?
Well, we need Matt Union back into a man-to-man this possession. That's how they started the game.
Three-pointer by Ackerman. No good. Rebound, Malone. But she falls down out of bounds.
And they still give it to...
White, no. Notre Dame must have knocked it out of her hands. I don't know. 37-17, Notre Dame leading. 4:09 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah. Back to what we saw early in the game, splitting that trap. And we hadn't had a jump ball in a while, so it was time for one.
We jinxed it, you know. We had a couple early, and we kind of joked about how many we've had this year, and now there's... only been three, I think.
Not counting the jump ball to start the game, they've had three.
Winfield's inbound pass stolen away by Riley Todd. And she tries to go the distance. Can't get the layup to go, but out of bounds off Winfield. Notre Dame will get another try. And quite a bit of contact on the shot. Todd's looking over at Coach Myers with a wry smile, like she thought she was fouled. But... not the case. Inbounds pass to Korshkin. Out front, it's Todd. Ball fake. Kicks it over to Engberg. Her three will go. Regan Engberg. First bucket of the night. Giving Notre Dame their biggest lead, 40-17. Back after this on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Here. Welcome back to Notre Dame High School Father Bennett Gymnasium, round two of regional play. Notre Dame in control with their biggest lead of the night, 40-17 over visiting Winfield Mount Union. The winner will play the winner of the Lone Tree Holy Trinity game that's happening as we speak up at Lone Tree. 40-17 your score right now, 3:23 to go in the third quarter. And every time Winfield gets just a little bit closer, Notre Dame seems to go on a run and slam the door on any ideas of a comeback. As Todd rebounds the Epping miss. Ackerman up over the timeline. Open three. Let's fly. And got it.
Well, three threes here in the third quarter for Notre Dame. Maybe the three-point shot's going to start falling now.
A nice little ball fake. Dribble drive by Malone. Keeley Malone, the younger of the two Malones, the freshman. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Korshkin. Outlet to Ackerman. Up court is Engberg. Little crossover dribble. Got her in the paint and fouled. Fouls on Nelson, her second, team's third. Maddie Stutzman coming back in for the Nikes. I'm sure Coach Myers would be fine if a few of those threes continue to fall as the night
they
went on.
They make you look like a really good coach when they fall.
Nice inbounds pass to Riley Todd. She's got 5 points on the night. 45-17. Now we get a jump ball. It was Korshkin tying up Malone. So it'll be Notre Dame's ball as Allie Cockerham checks back in for Winfield Mount Union. Winfield back in man, I think, yeah. Engberg trying to beat it on the ground, but good defense by Winfield. 45-17, your score. Notre Dame in the lead. Ackerman in the paint. Nice little dump off to Korshkin, and she's fouled.
Nice little high ball screen, and then a... Yeah. You know, screen and roll. Pretty simple basketball, but still pretty hard to guard and very effective.
So the foul was on Epping, her second, team's fourth. And as a substitution for Winfield to bring Carly Sloan in. You know, I've never claimed to be a basketball genius. I can do play-by-play and tell you the story, but I, you know enough to be dangerous, but... When Iowa, watching the Hawkeyes, when Garza can kind of get things going and they run that high screen pick and pop where he steps back, that's unguardable.
Well, if you have a big man that can pop to the three-point line. As you can tell, a call just went Notre Dame's way because we have Winfield Mount Union contingency right behind us.
Yeah. Coach Locks doesn't like it. The Winfield faithful don't like it. There's a charge on Townsley. Added a little oxygen to the gym. Stevens checks back in. Trying to get loose on the baseline. Good defense, though, by Winfield. Stutzman, Todd, working it out front.
Yeah, they spent about two quarters playing that zone, but they've gone back to the way they started the game, man-to-man, and there's another three.
A bomb by Riley Todd from 22 feet.
You know, the thing about Riley Todd, she does not take any chance of being on the line.
She's back. She's behind it.
She gets about 8 feet behind the line.
So Todd stole the inbounds and passed it down to Stevens, who got another bucket. 51-17 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Now foul on Todd on the press. Her first. Just the second team foul of the Nikes this half. Now they're going to back the press off. But yeah, Todd's not afraid to shoot it 3-4 feet behind the line. Here's Epping with the elbow. Nice little entry pass down to Townsley for the bucket.
Backdoor cut for the bunny.
51-19, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ackerman, run of the show out front over to Todd, back to Taylor. Ackerman. Todd. Just playing catch about 25 feet from the basket. You can hear the Winfield crowd asking for Egberg to launch it from 30. I don't think she's going to do that. But don't dare Todd because she might.
She might shoot it from 35 or 40.
Ackerman, dribble drive, scores off the backboard. Two more for Taylor Ackerman. Your score at the end of the third quarter. Almost the end of the third quarter. A collision between Allie Cockerham and...
Neither team in the bonus yet, though, so with 1 second on the clock, this will be a sideline out of bounds. I don't think they're going to get a shot up in 1 second.
No, Stutzman was called the foul. And they're inbounded and touched. And after three quarters of play, you're scoring Notre Dame 53 and Winfield Mount Union 19. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter here on KBUR.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place. Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back, Father Benet Gymnasium, Notre Dame High School, Casey Fleming, and Hall of Fame coach Joe O'Brien in a game that Notre Dame has only trailed once in, and that was at the outset where Winfield scored the first bucket of the game. But it was a Hope Ward 3 that put Notre Dame ahead 3-2, and the Nikes have never looked back. They led 16-5 after the first quarter, 29-14 at the break, 40-17 after the third quarter, and here we are. Or no, I didn't write that down right. 53-19 either way as we begin the fourth quarter, and it's been all Nikes this second half, Coach.
Is there a running clock in the playoffs?
I don't know. Stevens got another bucket for the Nikes. So it was 53-19 at the end of
yes,
that quarter.
Now 55-19, and a missed layup opportunity from Winfield.
And on the other end, it's Stevens. She can't get the layup to go, but she's fouled and will shoot two. Foul was on 10. Wilkerson, her first, team sixth. And man, all sorts of high school basketball in the area going on. I know the West Burlington girls home tomorrow night in their second round game. Do they play Albia? Gosh darn it, I forget who they play. I don't think we have that.
I don't think I printed that one.
But I know they play tomorrow night, 7 o'clock over at West Burlington, if you want to get over and cheer on West Burlington. That they got a pretty good shot, I think, of advancing out of their region. As Engberg checks back in for Stevens. Stevens sits down with about 18 points. 56-19, Notre Dame in control.
Well, she made both free throws. That should be 57.
Or maybe she missed the first. I glanced away for a minute. But Winfield and Waco, the boys, will play in their second round 1A District 8 basketball tournament. New London and Wapello. Of course, New London the favorite to come out of that side of the bracket. And on the bottom of the bracket, Notre Dame, Sigourney, Pekin, Holy Trinity. And Waco.
There's Riley,
the long three. Riley Todd. She's catching fire.
That's the fifth three-pointer that's gone down here in the second half for the Nikes. Total of seven on the game.
Long three Put up by Townsley, no good. Rebound, Engberg. So I tell you, Todd, who had missed a bucket load in the previous three games, has absolutely caught fire. There's another one from 23, 24 feet for the senior. She's got four on the night. 63-19. And on the other end, it's Buffington fouled on the putback rebound by Hope Ward. That's her fourth. Team's fourth, and she'll go to the line. But, man, I think Todd's found her shot, Coach.
I think she has got the touchback.
And here comes Stutzman and Korshkin and also Isabel Jaden getting her first minutes of the night. Jaden, a 5'8 junior. Her brother Axel, a pretty integral part of Coach Dan Key's boys squad. That, again, plays right here in this gym Thursday night.
Yeah.
They play
doubleheader that night here.
Yeah.
Defense!
Yeah, New London Wapello and then Notre Dame Sigourney. As Notre Dame misses on the other end of the court, 63-20. Nike's in the lead over Winfield, 5:34 to go in this one. The winner gets the winner of Lone Tree and Holy Trinity. Cross-court pass to Malone. Nice feed inside, but the shot's blocked by Korshkin. Goes long. Freshman arms out to swat the shot away.
Full timeout.
So a full timeout called by Notre Dame with 5:13 to go. Nike's leading 63-20. Looking at a couple of these other brackets in boys basketball, West Branch and Minneapolis will play Thursday night, as will West Burlington and Danville. Well, West Burlington is going to be a busy place. They've got girls tomorrow night, boys on Thursday. I'd guess West Burlington to be the favorite team in that game, although I think Danville beat West Burlington at one point earlier this year. And West Branch seems to be good at everything, so they'll be, I'm sure, tough out down the road. 3A, Substate 5 has Fort Madison and Keokuk. You know, Keokuk, I haven't seen them play this year, but they're ranked.
I haven't either. We've done them the past several years, at least once, if not twice, on the air. But this year, with a limited schedule of games to call, we haven't been down there and haven't seen them in this area.
Yeah, so they start.
I'm sure we will in the future, though, because Burlington is now in that league with
Keokuk
and Fort Madison, Mount Pleasant, Fairfield.
You bet. And then Burlington, who just slayed five-star, 7'1" stud of the year Xavier Foster in Oskaloosa last night by about 40.
40 points. I think it was 100-66, maybe. Best I can recall.
Yeah, 100-63 or 103-60, something like that, as Ward hits a jumper from the paint, put the Nikes up 65-20. Little baseline runner is in the air and almost falls for Keaton Townsley, but instead a foul on Stutzman, her second, team's fifth. So she will shoot two. She's a 54% free throw shooter. First one is good. As Carly Sloan checks back in for Winfield. Second free throw, release rotation, and oh, just in and out, rebound, Korshkin. And here's Engberg. Jaden finds Ward in the corner. She tries to dribble drive, nothing there. Back out front to Jaden, looking to get it inside to Korshkin. Good defense by Epping. So nothing doing there. 4:27 to go. Nike's leading 65-21 is Stutzman's 17-footer rims in and out, rebound to Winfield. And a foul going to be on Stutzman. Her third, team sixth. Your homecoming queen, Maddie Stutzman. And now checking in for Notre Dame is Maddie Mazzina, 5A freshman. Nice inbounds play to Epping. She can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, and Mazzina comes up with it. And here come the Nikes. .335 to go. Notre Dame in control of this one, 65-21. Jaden back over to Mazzina. Cross court to Stutzman. Thinks about the three. Instead, the dribble drive. Nothing there. Stutzman, three in the air. Got it! So another three-pointer by the Nikes. I don't know what their three-point count is this half.
7 for 9 this half.
It's been a torrid pace.
After going 2 for 11 in the first half, they just had to get enough shots up to get the range back.
And they seem to have found it, as there's a foul on Maddie Mazzina, her first, team's seventh. And Epping goes to the line. She comes in shooting 55% from the free throw line. First one is nothing but net. So that puts Epping in the scoring book with one. And the second one is a little bit long. Rebound, Korshkin. 2:49 to go. 68-22. Notre Dame in the lead. Reagan Engberg drives right into the lane and hits a little four-foot runner. She's got five on the night. Bench is starting to clear in this one. As in substitutes, not like bench clearing activity. Unnecessary foul there by the Nikes. I think it was on Engberg. And that's her third, team's eighth. Cockrum to the line for Winfield. No good. And wholesale substitutions now. Try to get some names and numbers for you here. Molly Miller for Winfield. Mady Anderson checking in for the Nikes. You've got 40 is Kenna Westlake. Free throw's good by Cockrum, so she's in the scorer's book. It is 32, Amelia Morgan. She's the cousin of former All-Stater Taylor Hickey. A nice move by Westlake on the low post. She's fouled and will shoot two. Fouls on Cockrum, her first, team seventh. And let's see. That's her first free throw attempt on the season. No good. Kenna Westlake, 5'10 junior. As number 44, Anna Anderson comes back here, comes in for Winfield. So,
well, let's get this one to go down. Get her first made free throw of the season.
Hey! Kenna Westlake in the books with a point. Coach Myers wants a timeout. We'll be back in a minute with the final 2:16 of this one, with Notre Dame leading Winfield 71-23 on KBUR.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Frank Schmitz Flooring America. Frank Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School, where the Nikes look like they will advance to the third round of regional play. Leading Winfield right now 71-23 with 2 minutes to go. The winner of this one gets the winner of the Lone Tree Holy Trinity game on Friday night here at the gym. We'll have that game right here on KBUR. Depending on a few schedules, might be me and you, Coach. Might be Scott Mason and you, Coach. I don't know. Might be you and Dick Vitale or Gary Dolphin, for all I know.
Steve Hexum asked me this morning to do play-by-play, and I said, no way. I know my limitations.
There's a steal by the Nikes. Don't have a number two on our scoring guide. Let me see this. We got a number two for the Nikes. I should know who that is. Don't have a number two on the official roster either, so. There's a nice little runner by Anna Anderson in the scoring book for Winfield. 71-25, under a minute to go. And, yeah, it is running clock, by the way.
Why not have another jump ball? We haven't had one for a couple minutes.
Yeah. So here's Mazina on the inbounds. Westlake, baseline over to Morgan. Notre Dame just going to pass it around, and Coach Meyer says, run out the clock. That's what they're going to do. Amelia Morgan, Kaylee or Callie Orth playing catch back and forth. And that is going to do it. Notre Dame victorious in round two of regional play here at Fondamanette Gymnasium. Took care of the home court. Move on to round three. And downing Winfield Mount Union by a score of 71-25. The Wolves end their season with a 12-11 record with a lot of youth, a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores out there on the court tonight. I'm sure Coach Walk's excited about the future that that team has. A lot of size. Some good young ball handlers, so they'll be back with, I'm sure, a much better record next year. But that'll do it for Winfield's season. Again, wrapping up 12-11 on the campaign. Meanwhile, the Nikes advance to 19-4, ranked number 11 in the state, and they'll take on the winner of Lone Tree and Holy Trinity. That game going on now up at Lone Tree. We'll try to find out who that winner is before we sign off here in a couple minutes. But again, that's your final right now. Notre Dame 71, Winfield Mount Union 25. Back to wrap this one up in 2 minutes.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Johnson.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Casey Fleming and Joe O'Brien.
And Notre Dame victorious in round two of regional play here at Notre Dame High School, downing Winfield Mount Union 71-25. Winfield struck first, opened up a 2-0 lead at the outset, but it was a Hope Ward three-pointer that put Notre Dame in front, and the Nikes never looked back. They led 16-5 after the first quarter. And after jumping out to a 29-7 lead in the second quarter, Winfield went on a 7-0 run to run out scoring in the first half, and they cut into that Notre Dame lead 29-14. Looked like Winfield was maybe going to mount a little bit of a charge back, but man, Notre Dame's three-pointers started falling in the second half, and it was lights out. Notre Dame again runs away with this one 71-25. Riley Todd comes out of what I would call a bit of a slump. She'd been missing more threes than she'd been making by far the last week or two. She makes four tonight. I think I had her at 4 for 6. And had another bucket to go with that, so 14 for Todd. Stutzman had a three. Ackerman had a three, finished with 9 points. Regan Engberg had a three, finished with 5. Katie Stevens did what she does. She got to the rim and made free throws, got fouled, hit the short jump shots, made some layups. Had her for 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 for the sophomore. Gabby Deary, 8 points. And some foul trouble, so she has spent some time on the bench. And Hope Ward, again, open scoring with a three-pointer and had another three later in the game and a couple of other buckets. So she had 10 for the Nikes as well. For the Winfield Mount Union Wolves, it was Allie Cockrum with just 1 point on the free throw. Keaton Townsley had 5, two field goals and a free throw. Farrah Nelson had 6. Kendall Townsley had 3. Joby Malone, 2 free throws. Anna Anderson, a bucket. Melina Epping, 1 free throw. And Brady Buffington, 2 field goals to round out their scoring with 4 points. Again, your final is Notre Dame 71 and Winfield 25. Trying to track down Coach Jim Myers for some post-game commentary. I see him making his way towards the broadcast booth here. So Coach O'Brien had headed off to find him. I got 2 options right now. 3, I can take a break. 2, I can keep talking about the game. Or 3, I could put my lovely wife, Beth, on, who's sitting here looking at me, probably with some sort of post-game message about... You got nothing? No comment?
No comment.
I got to go home and do the dishes?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Here's Coach Myers. All right, we'll get the headset on Coach Myers. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, it was... Winfield scored first, and I thought, well, okay. Then Hope Ward knocks a 3 down.
Yeah.
And you guys kind of hit the Jets and never looked back, especially in the second half. They went on a little 7-0 run to end the second quarter to cut into that lead, made it 29-14 to the half. But we've been talking, Coach O'Brien and I. The threes maybe haven't been falling as much as they normally do the last few games that we've seen, at least. Man, they did tonight, especially in the second half, and that's huge this time of year.
Yeah, we've had a tendency to start off slow offensively, you know, we're kind of hitting and missing. We've had I think you're correct, the last couple weeks we kind of struggled from the perimeter. I thought our inside game kind of helped with that, kind of helped us go through that lull period. But, you know, we've actually preached. We haven't really had really great practices to start off in our first sessions. And then as practice goes on, we get better. So it's kind of like that mirrors our game right now. So we made a real big point of emphasis to really getting off to a hot start, even in practice, get after it with some energy, emotion, being physical, challenge them in practice. And I think, you know, we had 2 great days of preparation. You can kind of see the fruits of it tonight.
Yeah, and you guys are really a handful defensively when you go to that three-quarter court press. Not only just athletically out front with the speed and the quickness. But then on the back end, when you got either Deary back there or Korshgan, you know, you got some pretty long, hard, athletic six-footers back there, which, you know, we haven't had as much in the last few years. It's really helpful, and it was effective again tonight, that press.
Yeah, press was effective, and, you know, I would say for the most part it's been effective this year. We've had some games where we kind of had to get out of it. Again, that energy, that emotion, that really wanting to play really solid defense. But you're right about our 32. What's different this year on our press is the fact that we have so many interchangeable parts. We can put Gabby in the back. Deary can put Katie in the back. We got our small guards in the back, so we're longer up front. You know, everybody knows the front and the back. There's a very few players that only play in that certain spots. So we can be interchangeable based on our substitution. So we can actually stay in 30, our press longer and be more effective.
And offensively, a lot of different ways for the Nikes to be effective. You guys seem to look for some of those perimeter shots and maybe settle for a few there in the first half. But, man, when you guys get the ball to the high post in the zone with either Deary or Stevens or Korshkin when she's in, things just get clicking. They all seem to, you know, Gabby's a really good passer. She can turn and put it on the floor and score. And Stevens just continues to do what she does and is get to the rim, and that turns into points if it's with the field goal or the free throw line. So, man, attacking the basket, you guys have a lot of different ways to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right. We can be very hard to defend at times. Tonight, you know, they went to a man-to-man a few times, and we kind of expected they might based on what we saw on film. Late in the year in January, we saw them on film. They tried to go a little bit of man-to-man. They're physical. They're kind of big. But we knew, we were kind of hoping if they did, then there's no way they're going to be able to stay with Katie or Gabby on that high post flash. And we gave them the green light every time, just take it to the hole. So I think that making those layups early on kind of got that 7, 8, 9, 10-point lead kind of boosted our energy and kind of boosted our confidence a little bit. And then, you know, when you get a little bit of lead, those shots get a little easier to fall when it's a tight game.
It does. You bet. And speaking of tight games, they'll only get tougher as we move forward. And the next round, Friday night here at the gym, we'll have the game on KBUR, and excited to be back. Hopefully, it's either going to be I got my full-time job maybe keeping me away Friday night, but somebody will be here. Coach O'Brien will be here, but I'll be here in spirit, if not in voice. But either got Holy Trinity coming to town, who we know about. We played them twice. Yep. This year already, or Lone Tree. Have we heard a score on that game yet?
Right when I was leaving the game, when our game obviously got a little quick with that running clock, Father Marty said that going into the fourth, Holy Trinity's up 3.
Oh, they are. Okay, so
you know,
close game.
We knew it was going to be a tight game up there.
Okay, so Lone Tree, though, haven't played those guys, don't know much about those girls?
Not much. We played them in the summertime in a summer league.
Okay.
The whole month of June, so we kind of had an idea of what their personnel's like, but I'm not sure what they run at this point. They're not real big. They're a lot smaller than most teams, but a little quick. I don't know. I think they're okay shooting wise, but they got one player, and I can't think of her name. I think she's averaging like 13 a game on that. It kind of drops off dramatically.
Okay. Well, we know about Holy Trinity, and kind of neat to see you guys. Although it's tough to beat anybody 3 times, they say.
That's what they say.
You know, yeah. But I don't know who they are, but I'd say it'd be you know, fun to have Holy Trinity and Notre Dame here in our gym again Friday night. Either way, we wish you the best of luck, and
thank you.
Hopefully we'll have a few more times to have these post-game victory conversations.
2 more for sure, right?
You bet.
That's
you bet.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. You bet. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Coach Jim Myers with the post-game here. And for Coach Joe O'Brien, I'm Casey Fleming. It's a Notre Dame victory. And for Donnie Claypool, making a sound good back there at River Park Place, it's a victory for the Nikes over Winfield Mount Union, 71-25. They advance to the third round of Class 1A Regional Girls Basketball. We'll have that game Friday night, 7 o'clock right here on 99.3 FM and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com. Good night from Notre Dame.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Edward Jones agent John Hart, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Barn Grover Glass, the Boogaloo and Fun City at Pizzazz, and by Case Spine Community Credit Union on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.